The dawn of a new season of Futurama is coming to Hulu July 29th.
That's great.
But I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
July 29th, streaming only on Hulu.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
All right. Welcome back. It's Saturday, and we got a two-game WNBA slate that is shaping up to be extremely interesting. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and we're going to be diving into some news that could make or break this slate. Now, the bad news about it is we won't know this news until 7 hours after tip-off. But before we get into today's slate, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered with BetOnline, which is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker. Or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, last time I was on the pod on the 4th of July, I had three props I was high on. The first one, we had the Lynx playing the Suns. And I said, Caleb McBride, if her three-pointer line came in at 3 or 2.5, to play the under on that. We was able to get our line at 2.5. But due to the final 30 seconds in the game and Nafisa Collier being out, she ended up going over that line and ended up giving us our first red mark of the slate. Now, on the second game of the slate, we had the Aces hosting the Mystics. And the first prop we was high on in that game was Kelsey Plum, three-pointer prop. I said if the line came in at 3, maybe even 3.5, to play the over on that. We was able to get the line at 2.5. And she ended up going double that line. Finished with 6 three-pointers. And we was able to get our first check mark of the night. Now, on the Washington side, I said if Van Lew's points and assists came in at 14, or lower, to run the over on that. Sadly, Van Lew just did not have the night. Ended up finishing short on that. And a lot of the production that I was expecting for Van Lew ended up going to Melbourne off the bench, who had probably the best game of her career. So sadly, we finished the 4th of July with one green, two reds, and a loss of profit. But we're back on the weekend. New day, new slate. Let's see if we can go 3-4-3. All right. We're going to be starting off in Indiana, where the new WNBA fans will be cheering for their team as the Fever will be hosting the Liberty. Right now, we got a game total of 173.5 with a spread favoring the away team of 9.5. For this matchup, I am interested in the alternative spread. And if you're able to play it at 14.5 in this matchup, I don't see how Indiana could keep pace in this game to actually keep it competitive if Liberty gets their defense going. And I do believe this game can blow out. I'm talking about 25 points going into the fourth quarter type of blowout. So with that in mind, for props, I will be looking at the under on Caitlin Clark. If her fantasy points comes in at 35 or higher, I will be playing that under. Now, going to the away team, the Liberty. If we're able to get Breonna Stewart's fantasy points at 45 or lower, I'm definitely playing the over on that. And if you happen to have a book that offers stocks, if you're able to see her block set steals at 3.5 or lower, definitely play the over on that. Now, for DFS, New York has a healthy rotation. I mentioned her already. Stewart is 11.5 on this slate. And in cash or GPP, I will be building around her. Outside of Stewie, I only have interest in two, maybe three plays on the New York side. Laney is 7.8, Vandersloot is 6.5. I don't mind running one, maybe even both if I'm playing a GPP. I mean, if I'm playing a cash game, only will run one in a GPP. Then if I really need like a GPP flyer, I think this game is going to blow out. I think this player is going to get you an extra 8 minutes on the court. Kennedy Burke is 3 sets. And if it comes to it, I don't mind running her in a blowout spot. Now, when it comes to Indiana, Teamy is questionable right now. If Teamy is out, I will have interest in running Smith at 9-3. Now, if Teamy is in or out, the only two players I really had GPP or cast interest in was either Erica Riller, who's 4-9, and Chrissy Wallace, who's 4-6. I believe that one of these players will need to be on the floor for 24 or more minutes. And both of these players has the ability to take a couple three-pointers when they're on the floor, as well as contribute to rebounding and assists now and there. Outside of that, I don't have any real pieces that I'm actually going to plug in for the Indiana side. I mean,
have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
The dawn of a new season of Futurama is coming to Hulu July 29th.
That's great.
But I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
July 29th, streaming only on Hulu.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, moving on. We could go to the last game on the slate, which is 7 hours after the tip-off of this Indiana game. We got the Mystics heading to Minnesota to take on the Lynx. Right now, this game total is pretty low, set at 157.5. And surprisingly, the Lynx are only favored by 8.5 points. The reason why the Mystics are not expected to be in a double-digit blowout is because somebody by the last name of Collier is questionable for this game. Since she exited the game against the Sun in the third quarter with a foot injury. She is listed as doubtful right now, but I believe they will play it safe, and I will be playing the slate as if she was out. Now, when it comes to props, I will have the most interest in Kayla McBride. If her three-point line come in at 3 or lower, I definitely will be running the over on that. Now, for DFS, when it comes to the Lynx, any of the starters will be in play. But I will focus on mainly three players. McBride is 8'6". Smith is 8'3". Cecilia is 5'2". I'm more than likely in cash or GPP, we'll be running McBride or Smith with Cecilia. Now, if I really want to get different, instead of running Cecilia for 5'2", I can save a good amount of money if I run Miller at 3'9". Who could have an increased role if Collier is out. And if you watched last year, Miller was a key part of this new look Minnesota Lynx team. And if you're able to get 18, maybe even 15 minutes out of her for 3'9", she has the ability to get you over a fantasy point per minute, especially in a matchup against Missy. Now, moving on to Washington. we have the usual suspects who are listed as out. And then we have Dolson listed as questionable. Just like how I ran Minnesota with Collier being out, I would run this with Dolson being out. I basically was just limiting my picks to either Hines Allen, who's 8K, Edwards, who's 7'4", or Inksler, who sits 7. I don't mind playing any of these three players in GPP or cash if Dolson is out. If I had to run a guard from the Mystics, I probably will talk myself into Walker Kimbrough at 7'2 as a last piece play. I believe her ability to get steals, blocks, occasional three-pointer, and the ability to stay on the floor without fouling is a key reason, since her production isn't shot-dependent and her turnover rate isn't the highest. So if I had to choose a guard, I will play Walker Kimbrough. But at the moment, I'm not looking at rostering any guards from this team. And that's it. That's the slate. If you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at @orangedfs. Always talking basketball. Of course, right now, I've been keeping up with the FIBA qualifiers. We got some semifinal games today that are definitely worth watching. I'm probably going to be up at 7 a.m. watching this. Greece will be playing Slovenia at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to have Luka versus Giannis. And if you're not able to make it for the early game, a little bit later in the day, we're going to have the Bahamas playing. And if you want to get a glimpse at a future, well, next year, top three, maybe top four pick, I will take a look at that game. But outside of that, hope you're able to hit all your bets. Hope you're able to take down whatever tournament you're in. And like always, till next time.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! sports. And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.